Welcome back to Vikings Connected. We had a great trip in London. Not only did the Vikings win, but I just filled my pockets with stuff. I got memorabilia stuff I can't wait to show Aaron. Where is Aaron, by the way? Anybody? Aaron.
Chris!
Hey!
I'm so excited. I got my passport, my necklace. I brought you one.
Where are you going?
London, dude. Aren't you excited? You're ready.
We went to London last week, Aaron.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was last week's game. So let's do some social media then, shall we? What? We'll do some social media.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah. You would know if you got to go.
As long as we don't talk about London, I'm cool.
No, it's okay. Let's get everybody caught up. This is everything you might have missed this week if you were in London.
All right. This might be the only thing that I want to rewatch from
this
London.
Was awesome.
I loved this. He should have ripped off his jersey, though.
I don't think he could have ripped off his jersey. They're kind of tight.
He could have done like a Hulk moment.
Great touchdown. This was the,
so cool.
The straw that broke the camel's back on the game as well. I mean, this is, for me, the moment that everything turned around and we just started to pull away from here. I know it was still a close game from there on, but the offense came together. Great job, Adam Thielen. He spent the day before actually at an Arsenal game. He had his own jersey and everything. It was pretty
cool. Did he really?
Yeah, he did. And you would have known that. I said, but, it's Halloween.
Oh my gosh, this is cute. Andy Knutis, our team photographer, is a genius.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so he did a bunch of different covers. I love this one.
This is your favorite, isn't it?
He's no picky eater.
The blob that ate everyone. Linvo hungry.
Yes, he does such a good job.
He's great.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all, and Linval's great too.
And I think you can find him at Vikings.com.
I think you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. What a big deal to catch a home run ball.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a big deal to have your brother-in-law throw it back. Yasiel Puig, I'm sure you've seen it, but if you haven't, Yasiel Puig hits this great home run, but they're in Houston. She catches it. Her husband's right beside her. Brother-in-law on the other side of him. He throws it right back on the field. They asked him why. He said, blank the Dodgers.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd keep it and try to sell it for five, six figures.
Me too. Yeah, I would totally keep it. I would definitely try to sell it.
You don't want to keep a Yasiel Puig. If you're a Houston Astros fan, you don't want that. Keep that, but you do want the cash. Okay, here's
nice.
You know what?
Yeah!
Now get happy.
You know what makes
now
me happy?
Get happy. What?
The Bills Mafia.
The Bills Mafia. Look at this.
Stupid stuff they do is amazing.
He jumps on the fire. But
he
now he's on
fire.
He's really on fire. Oh my gosh. He's really on fire. Yeah, pour beer on him, genius.
And he continued to follow him with the camera.
Yeah, he did. He continued to follow him with the camera. Just let him burn. As long as you get it on tape, it's okay.
It didn't happen unless he did.
Yeah, it's fine. And it had to burn the back of his head. That's all right.
If I start on fire, drop the camera.
Okay. I promise you will. Now,
This
is what happens when Home Depot runs out of tables and you have to go with an ironing board, my dear.
Nothing stops them.
No.
Nothing stops Bill's Mafia.
Bam. And that hurt, okay? But it didn't hurt enough to not finish your beer.
Beer.
That's right.
Heals everything.
Keep drinking.
Yep.
Keep drinking, sir.
This might be me and you.
Yeah, now watch this. Going for the punch of the ball. Oh!
Oops, I just accidentally.
Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Go ahead.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Very good. I deserve it.
We'll wait till the cameras stop rolling.
Fine.
But no proof.
I believe he was going for the ball, and he actually hits the guy in the face. Well, you don't want to hit a guy in the face mask.
I do feel like his hand must hurt, though.
Absolutely,
like,
it would.
He probably didn't mean it.
Yeah, probably not. You're probably right. He probably didn't dare.
That's everything you might have missed if you were in London
this week. And now you're all caught up there.